I think in the first paragraph, you said the ISD and studio rental income. What exactly is that figure we're getting?
ISD and studio rental? We're averaging probably a couple $100 every single week on that. It's, you know, in recent months, we've been averaging at least $1,000 a month on what I would call unbudgeted.
Okay, thank you.
Next up,
on the events and outreach for March 26th, that includes both the event at Last Concert Cafe as well as Midtown Bar and Grill? Or was it?
It's happening in both places. It starts at one and it actually moves to the other. Okay. And I think there's even some overlap with a couple of hours.
My turn. Question about the reports, the financial reports that you're asked to produce. Mm-hmm. Are you getting what you need from the business manager who is supervised by the CFO? So are you getting what you need to present those reports to us?
Not for the full comprehensive list that I heard read earlier in this meeting. And that's something I actually had a discussion with the CFO related to that and other issues just prior to coming here this evening.
So is he going to help get you what you need so you don't get evaluated poorly by us?
He endeavors to, yes. And it's our hope that some quirks related to the business offices at not just KPFT but several other cities in the network will be resolved in the next month.
Okay. And also, has the CFO weighed in on the issue of health care and getting the cost of health care down? Is he working on that?
No, he's working on so many fires right now. That's really not on his radar. He knows that this is a point of discussion with the company.
Okay. All right.
Next.
Go ahead.
John? No. Pass.
Okay. George?
Pass.
Yeah. Bill? Didn't see you. Did you get a high sound or something?
Bill? Hey, Susie, Mike, all the way back around. Hey, John.
Wesley.
Wesley.
Yes, yes.
Question. You have any questions?
Oh, to Dwayne? No.
Yes. Okay. Hey, John.
Do you know exactly, look at the motion. Do you know exactly what you can have? You don't have, for example, the cash flow.
I've seen a quarterly cash flow prediction and an annual cash flow prediction.
Okay. Do you think that that information would be handy? Because today you didn't bring any of the ones that you normally bring, but no, that's okay. Are you trying, can you please send me a list of which ones you want to see? From the business manager, and we can give you the way for you to have it and for the when the speaker have it. The second thing is what are your ideas about we are obviously under number one, right? We are I don't know anything about radio, but I know that radio is a problem. We have listeners because you have a problem. In other companies, for profit is something that you sell, in a radio is programs. What you bring to the public is programs. What do you think? Or what is your idea about bringing back? Because I can see that we lost almost 40% of our listeners in 2005. I understand that there are other reasons, but I have a bunch of information there that says that a lot of radios are doing really good. If we are not receiving, do you think that the decreasing in membership has something to do with the program or not? Or we can, or the programs are wonderful?
That's a fair question.
Yeah, I do think it has something to do with the programming. I think it has something to do with Pacific Ed in general, because what we are doing is in many ways antithetical to what people do when they listen to radio. The reason that some stations are wildly successful is because they target one single niche, and then they meet that particular need, and they serve that particular community in their exclusivity. And KPFT stands, I think, as a testament to the way things used to be, and I think we suffer for that. But in order for us to meet the mission, I think that we have to remain iconoclastic, if you will, and be willing to be different. Because otherwise we're not meeting the mission. One of the reasons we had a revolution 17 years ago that eventuated in these very ponderous bylaws we're trying to work through today is because KPFT, prominent in the network, had been in the mid-90s through the rest of the 1990s, it had decided that it was going to streamline its programming. It was going to demographically target market to this particular niche of an Americana music format station geared to high disposable income, college-educated, largely white male listeners, and did really well, and tripled its audience, and tripled its listenership, tripled its membership, tripled its income, and was being used as a model around the country of what a healthy station funded through the Corporation for Public Broadcasting could be. The reason that I helped found the Houston Committee for People's Radio and hold teach-ins and march in the streets and come to board meetings and read the bylaws and tell people at these meetings, that there was a problem in Houston was that the community was not in the community radio. There was 10 hours a week for the community. Monday through Friday night from 8 to 10 o'clock. You know, Monday was for the queers. Tuesday was for the brown people. Wednesday was for the geeks. Thursday was for everything progressive. And Friday night went to the prisoners. And that was it. The rest of it was this music format, pretty much. With a little, you know, there was an Amy strip and a BBC News thing, and that was all. And it did really well. And when you do a quilt format, you are hindered because, you know, say I tune in at 2 o'clock today and I like that Afro Beach thing. Well, hey, I'm going to tune in tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to hear something completely different. That South Asian stuff, it didn't work for me. But then I come back another day and it's Africa again. And then some other day it's disco. It's the inconsistency of just having people tune in and know that, oh, this is the sports thing. This is the ranting right-wing political thing. This is the classical music thing. We're everything that can't be commodified, packaged, and sold, and we suffer because of that. I mean, that's our burden, but it's the blessing of having a KPFT. That's part of it. Well, the solution is that we need to work together better than we apparently have been doing to grow. And there's also, I think a lot of potential in podcasting, multi-platforming. The future is in the web. It's not in the waves, and the smart dashboard is taking over more and more cars. And we are getting there. I think this undecided program is one step that points toward that future.
Okay. Nancy, go ahead.
When are we going to have a general manager's report to the listeners? And and half the time is for call-ins. Where are we going to have that?
We had one not too long ago.
Yeah, it should be announced, I think, so people will tune in and know.
We actually posted it on the website and actually did promote it.
Well, I mean, on the air.
Is there a bylaw requirement?
It's a job description, the manager job description.
Mm-hmm. How often is it supposed to be?
Monthly. So if you used to do it on the first Monday of the month, are you going to continue that?
I don't know.
Well, it would be nice, and if you would say on, not just the website, but have it, you know, said on the air, you have a lot of time to speak. And also the LSP show, will it be a monthly? I mean, I think the LSP show should be not controlled by manager, dictating who comes and who doesn't. I think that's the LSP's prerogative. But we didn't have an LSP show for the whole last year. And I think, and before that it was like every other month, or every even number month. And before that it was every month. So I think you better make a programming for that. I mean, is that in your thinking? Or is it
my personal opinion is that the LSP program is one of the, in the arc of the universe of programming on KPFT, the LSP program is one of the there's really no nice way to say it. One of the worst pieces of radio, for the most part. I mean, and that's broad brushing it, but the inner workings of this body translated to radio. I think Ted made an honest effort in a reboot of that concept that was a step up. But if you want to point to it as an example of the diversity of the city or this body, it certainly wasn't. It was a bunch of old white guys. No, Joseph may not be old enough to qualify, but...
My question is, are you going to allow it monthly?
Ernesto, I think, has already scheduled another one, so I will talk to him about that, but he and I are both of the same opinion. You know, I think, Ted, can you answer that question? Has he scheduled you for another monthly show? Okay, so he has. You know, I'm not the program director, though he does work closely with me, and used to come in and do the monthly general manager show. And, I mean, and since you seem rather intent on this, I mean, the only reason that program ceased to broadcast and went an entire year without a broadcast was because of your activity and your invasion of the studio and your calling the Houston Police Department into KPFT through the 911 line and suddenly having seven HPD officers in the KPFT studios on New Year's Eve morning of 2014. So the whole year of 2015, if there were going to be any LSP programs, it was lost due to you.
Did you care to respond to that?
Yes, when the program director threatens to have the police remove my mother and I from the station, and when the manager just sits there and doesn't do anything, and when the manager is using the transmitter donations for medical insurance and other KPFT bills, I think I had an important thing to do, and that was
to break into a federal control facility.
I didn't break in. I was supposed to make a report. And I have the third question.
Well,
I have a third question.
You really want to go down this line?
Yeah. Third question. Go ahead, ma'am.
Yes. In the morning, you have so much time at your hands. You have that show. Please continue, and you haven't been doing it. announce the committees, because that's where the work gets done. And we need our listeners to know about the committees, so please announce each committee. And not just, you know, when you feel like it, but please try to do it. They're posted on the website.
All right. This concludes the management report. We're at 17 minutes and 11 seconds. 15 minutes were allowed. I heard a motion to extend. Is there a second? Time is up, but I do entertain a motion from Hank Lamb. Is there a second? Motion has been seconded. How much time are you asking for?
5 minutes.
Are there any objections?
I object.
Hearing your objection, sir.
I object.
What's your objection?
I don't want to tell. I just want to vote on it. That's not a debatable motion.
What are we voting on?
Oh, whether to extend or not.
Yeah.
Well,
objection.
Okay. Those of you in favor of extending the time by 5 minutes, please raise your hands. Those in favor of extending time by 5 minutes, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Those opposed?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Motion carries. 5 minutes. Hank?
Well, I just wanted to say that there were two people scheduled to be in the report that morning, and that was Benicia and I.
Okay.
And there was no third party.
Well, he just wanted to get that on the record.
Right? Well, it's because I was there and the rest of
you. Yeah, you were the host.
No, I wasn't the host.
No, you weren't? Who was the host?
As far as I know, Dwayne and
you're supposed to be hosting the program, as I understood. We always have a host.
You misunderstood it completely then, because I was never the host.
You were never the coordinator?
No.
Coordinator of the guests.
No, I didn't even coordinate
the guests.
Well,
then that's why I went to...
I was asked to...
So now we are at the...
I'm sorry.
Four more minutes.
Wesley.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Yeah, I just... there was some concern about the staff list. It's needed for elections, definitely. And so would it be convenient sometime this week that I could come by and get director's inspection privileges to view your staff contact? Your staff list.
Who is listed as staff members for the purposes of being certified for the election?
I just thought I'd ask.
What exactly are you wanting in terms of
all the
other roles, you might say?
And those people that are supposed to be the vote for that. Just like the legal.
Right. We have a compiled list that Ernesto has that was used in the very recent election.
Great. I'll be able to get it. Would that be convenient?
All right. I believe the general manager has indicated that he would make that list available to you.
Thank you.
Any additional questions? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I have one. And this is entirely, on Nancy. But if you choose, or if there is an allowance for conflict management or anger management program, if she completes that, would that nullify her punishment so far and allow her back into the station?
You're asking me what?
No.
Well, at this point, I think we're going to refer that question to governance, because the issue has not been dealt with nor dispensed from this body. And that's probably some of the chair's fault. But it will be addressed, member. And we'll refer your question, your inquiry, to the governance committee for a response in the next meeting. Now, we've got 20 seconds left. My question is, thank you for preempting the election night coverage. That's great. You know, we've been talking about having more election coverage and getting more the station more involved in the electoral process. That's great. What I would suggest, and I've said this to the PD and I said to the general manager and the body, is that we have enough talent here in Houston to where we don't have to listen to 2 or 3 hours of folk in Berkeley and their opinions about what's going on election-wise, whether it's national, We had a tremendous election in the state of Texas and Harris County, which we should have used some of that time for local talent to talk about what was going on in our DA races, our judge races, our sheriff races, instead of hearing men and women talk about their opinions about the national election. We have people who are part of KPFT who are able to do those commentaries. So in the future, I would hope that you consider having the half of it national and the other half local. So I do commend you on preempting the shows and getting some election coverage tonight. That's great. The second thing is, what will we be doing? Well, I tell you what, that's just a compliment and a thank you and a consideration for the future. That's all I have to say there. We still got a minute.
Okay. I would like to just reflect back that I appreciate that feedback from you and everyone else. I've made notes of what everyone said. I will refer your suggestion to the program director to deal with the local news director, because honestly, the news department is where I would like to see more energy coming into this election season and coverage of it, and coordinating with the public affairs programmers like Mark and others to work on that. So.
Well, I have a question. Is this event being taped? Because the last time she was here, that I remember in the Woodlands, they just used a tape recorder, and it was a horrible, horrible recording. We need to have in our archives a tape of her speaking, because she's wonderful. It needs to be on Wally's program, officially recorded for Pacifica Archives, if we're media.
We have several hours that were recorded by Marlo, and she's scheduled to make a stop by the KPFT local news tomorrow afternoon.
But we should ask if she allows it. I think she'll allow you to tape it if Wally James wants to.
Sure. Everything to the archives. Okay, we've at 5 minutes, 30 seconds now. So we've extended that extension. Now let's go to the sheriff's report. And that report has been taken up with items from the agenda. But I am going to take the liberty and say, I had some concern about the fiscal year 16's budget, how we had shifted from free meeting rooms with the Texas Institute of Culture. Wasn't free by their estimation, but it was free by us not giving. And subsequently moved our meetings over here, where we are paying a nominal fee of $10 per hour. And I've done some calculations. We had allotted $2,400 budget item for LSB expenses. I suppose that at the end of fiscal year 2016, which will be September 30th, if I'm correct, we would have expended $1,600 if we have one meeting per month per committee. And since I believe development has been meeting on the phone, that kind of is in the allotment, but they're not using it. So, personally, $10 an hour to make sure that you have a nice, clean place that is predictable and is accommodable. I think that we're within budget, but I was concerned whether we were busting our budget, but we will be within budget because we will come in at or about $1,600 for the fiscal year. Having to report that. Lorraine, if you find that inconsistent, if you do get the bill, let me know, and I'll correct it. I'll try to get
it. Information for... The board passed a motion after I left last month allocating $500 toward a program for the first part of June at the CWA Hall. And that $500 is also allocated from that line item.
So that brings our total to $2,100, actually. And we hope to put, and I'm going to offset that when his goal is right, if we're going to make that a fundraiser and we put the $500 or $600 back in, I'll be able to back that out and say we're back to $1,600 instead of $2,100. But we are $2,100 of our $2,400 allotment, so we'll be understanding that. The second thing is that we better have a fundraiser. And the chair has been very Chair has been trying hard to identify a date, a time, just to get a meeting off. So what the chair is going to do is that we're going to have a discussion about the LSB annual fundraiser on Saturday. It's not a called meeting, just a discussion. The ARDC will be meeting at the Montrose Library from 1 until about 3. From noon, you got the room from noon, but the meeting starts at 1. And after that meeting, LSB members, I'll send this out on LSB trail. This is an LSB job. It's not a member's job, although we're asking members to help, but it's the 24 members of this body who are charged with the fundraiser. And I'm going to see that fundraiser through, like I had a one-man show for the LSB town hall meeting last year. If it has to be a one-man show, it's going to be a one-man show, but we're going to have a fundraiser. So on Saturday, after the ARDC meeting, I'd like to see you there with your ideas, with your commitments of how we're going to raise X number of dollars through the LSB fundraising committee. I've got some ideas, and I'd like to share them with you. But at about 3 p.m. at the Montrose Center on Saturday, I'd like to see you there at the Montrose Library. I'd like to see you there. If not, we're going to have another one within 2 weeks. It actually will be posted because we're expanding that to the public. But this is among us because we're charged, yes. We're charged with having a fundraiser per year and a town hall meeting per year. I don't want to do them by myself, but as chair, I'm going to see that they're done. The second or third item I'd like to report
is coming Saturday.
Saturday at 3 p.m. And again, it'll be a Wednesday meeting next, or a Tuesday meeting, or a Thursday meeting. So some questions about where we're moving committee meetings to Saturday. No, we're not. I don't have any intention of moving committee meetings to Saturday. Committee chairs are the ones who set committee meeting locations and times, but I've had no discussion with anyone moving meetings to Saturday. So the answer to that is no. Conference. Bill and others have agreed to have an orientation among members, not new members, not old members, not recurring members, but members of the LSB, so that we can attempt to get on one page. We can attempt to identify items that we can agree on, that we can agree to move forward on, and those things that we don't agree on, we can leave them at the door. But this is now the time, I think, Bill, as you recall, you weren't on the board 2 years ago when we were hosted by Rio Gold at his facility, but only 14 out of 24 showed up.
Right.
So if I can get 14 or 15 of y'all, I'll be happy in terms of getting together to orientate the process, see what we can agree on, what our objectives will be. That's all it's about, to give information, to share information, to answer your questions, and perhaps come to some agreement as to what do we believe the local station board is and what its job is in the confines of the bylaw saying A through M. You'll always hear this chair referring to A through M. If it's A through M, let's deal with it. Let's do it. If it's not A through M, it's not on the agenda. A through M, you've got your... How many of y'all brought your bylaws with you? Huh? This able chair here, maybe I lost my cap, but I think it still works. But we've got them in here. Each one of you were given one of these. So know what A through M I'm talking about. Yes, Hank.
I was going to do
it. You never got it, Hank.
No, he wasn't here. He wasn't here that day.
Well, he was here that following day, but he didn't bring it. It was given to y'all at the chair's reception. But I'm sure he has one for you. Okay. But Hank, you know the bylaws better than anybody around. You got a copy. It's the same copy, Hank.
Whatever's on there, I don't
know. Okay. All right. We'll see to that. Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Orientation.
Date.
Right. I was going to suggest, when you look on the planet, people have put it on their schedules, one of the last three Saturdays in April, perhaps.
That sounds good to me.
Now, and it really would be good to have all of you here if you can, and also the runners-up from the election, election. And, you know, when we've done this before, I think it really helps a lot. We tend to focus a lot on our differences and what we disagree with in our meetings. But at the orientation, let's figure out what we agree on. We all want to help KPFT. We want to help the station be stronger and get more listeners and all that. Let's work together on, you know, working together. And so, and there's information I think we can share. Some of us have been on the board before. And all of you have different experiences from being on different organizations. And everything. So it is, like Dwayne was talking about, I think an information share could help. But I'll be glad to help plan it along with your old friend. Let's just kind of like a day or a can, or maybe a couple of dates.
Yeah, let's at least take a look at the 23rd, Saturday, the 23rd. Well, that's why I'm asking you. This is not in stone. It's we're trying to get something done. You can email back about if that's a conflict, and we'll go back and forth. But we're into March now. And I've been talking about this since December or November. So it ain't going to happen if you don't commit to it. Because I'm going on something else. I've got three or four things on my plate that's got to get done from the LNG perspective. If I don't get a buy-in this week or two, I'm moving on to the other issues. The 23rd is the projected date, and the 30th would be two projected dates.
What's the 16th?
Well, the 16th, I know, is a lockout for me, again, because of the local elections. It's just not something I want to commit to on the 16th.
April 9th, March 4th.
Yeah, that's why I didn't mention that day.
So I'm limited to the 23rd. Okay. Now, we're not going to make that decision tonight, but when you get home from to the office, check those dates, and I will be emailing you in the balance of this week, perhaps early next week, to say, we got a location. How many of you are going to attend? And Bill and I and the rest of you who committed to put together the packages, we'll get that done. Bill, any additional?
Well, let's plan on a whole day, and we'll have lunch or maybe potluck for lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you can't make it all day, we understand. But it's helpful to have, you know, 8 hours or so together.
Okay.
So we can do stuff like this.
We generally start at around 10 to 6 or something.
Would it help if we have a little light breakfast earlier?
It may. Food always seems
breakfast
to be an
attraction.
Breakfast
burritos.
Yeah.
I like it.
No aversion to food.
Is it going to be here?
It's likely going to be in this building. Yeah.
I'd like to have a bigger room than this, though.
Huh? Well, yeah. We've got hundreds of rooms to choose from. Yeah. Believe me. They've got a room bigger than
can we move on?
And if we have to bust out, send some other people to recess or to... time out or something, we've got extra.
Well, I have some other items for him, too.
Okay. All right, now, the spam issue, Bill.
Okay, I don't know if it's just one person or more ones, but there's several complaints, I think, from an LSB members about spam that we get through that's sent to lsb@kpfp.org. Now, you know, we're all supposed to be on that list. It's a forwarding email, and anybody can send to it. So, yeah, we're going to get some spam. Now, hopefully most of you have spam filters that will take care of this. But the problem is that somebody has been complaining to their ISP about it coming from lsb@kpft.org rather than it coming from the originator. I mean, we're getting stuff from Brazil and other places. Yeah. You've probably seen some of it. I mean, you see the junk button and I get rid of it. But the problem is if you complain to your ISP, your internet service provider, about KPFT, you're liable to get KPFT blacklisted so that we can't send anything out to any of our members. So that's a really bad thing to do. If you don't want to be on the LSB forwarding list, just tell Wayne or somebody, and you can be removed. Or, you know, Joseph or I, maybe somebody else can help you set up a spam filter with your mail so that you don't get it. I don't know who's doing it. I assume you're just annoyed by the spam, like we all are, but...
Is that the Pacifica Exile where they were telling
That's not spam, dear. That's just they have your email, and somehow they're not supposed to get into the LSB.
They're not supposed
Well, anybody can send mail to lsb@kpft.org.
Listen to that.
They were announcing not to vote for me, which was fine with me, but
that
was very
un- It didn't work.
Specific, and I think you were one of the ones that also did the same thing.
Well, what I've seen from Otis and Robin I didn't see it from Robin, but she told me about it, and Otis sent me some. There were some things that were, I think, coming from Brazil, but it was, It's obviously spam, but anybody can send stuff to the LSP.
Spanish and Portuguese, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, we try to make it so that the public can do that. We want to be open to communications. But if it's annoying,
now,
to,
gentlemen,
if it's annoying to you, we can do something about it, maybe.
I want to remind you that for those of you who are new to the board, I would suggest to you, and I know what I know now, I would dedicate a separate email like some of you have done, KPFT, whether it's your name and what have you, so that goes directly, everything KPFT goes, because going through 100 emails and trying to find KPFT is not easy. Second thing I would suggest is that Gmail tends to cut out most spam. Yahoo will let anything through. But if you do a Gmail account, you generally don't even get some things you want because they're just so such a stickler. But anybody like Fulcrum or whoever that you're talking about, they can send something to the LSB, it's going to get through because the LSB doesn't have any filters to say unless you're on the list, which they can't do, you cannot get anything through here. And our technicians can do that.
Let me mention, there's another possibility. We could set up a second list. We could leave that alone, but take yourself off if you don't want it, or like Dwayne or somebody, or whoever maintains that listing off. We can make a separate list just for internal emails if you want, and block it so that nobody that's not on the list can send to it. Most email lists are like that. But, you know, that way, if you don't want to get the outside email, you know, I want to get it. I don't mind hitting the delete button a few times, but if you don't want to get it, when we can still have a second list for different communications.
I get
that.
Go ahead.
That's easy to do.
Something that
instead
makes sense, too, I mean, we can have one list, and all the members use between us to receive the communication. But we need to be really careful because the LSP, the KPFT LSP list, is something where the listeners can send email to us. That needs to be public, in my view. We have some problems before, I agree, we receive a bunch of spam, but I discovered last year, and I talked even to Robin, that I wasn't receiving some information that some LSP members were receiving. The answer from Patrick and from Robin was that maybe the spam filter were preventing something coming from Robin to get to us or to some of us. That's what I'm saying. We need to be careful. We need to have one open list that is for everything. Listeners want to communicate with the LSP. They need to have the right. And like you said, click delete if you don't want.
Right. I want anybody to be able to.
Exactly.
Can I make a suggestion on that? I know I'm not a member of the board, but I understand, at least with Yahoo, if you put the address of the person that's going to send you mail in your address book, it prevents a lot of that.
Yes, ma'am.
Point of information. What was I trying to ask? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, very good.
Okay, I remember now. And BAI, our sister station in New York, they have communication among the board members, but everybody can see it. But they can't mail in, so it's public what they're talking. And that's where I get some, what's going on? You know, it's very news of interest.
Let's not emulate.
I mean, that will stop some of us from saying jerky things.
Okay, now, this is the
chair's
report.
I have another question.
Yes.
How many got the fundraiser tallies for each show?
I did not.
Who got it? Teresa, you got yours from Robin?
Some of them.
Why don't that just get emailed to the LSP?
Okay, three people in this room got it.
She says she's
not
Okay,
all right. Receive it,
I recover my time. We're now at, I believe we put 3C.
Quick question. Do you want me to set up a second list, like a Google group for internal stuff?
Let's make that determination at our orientation, not now. Because that way we'll discuss it a little further. But there's pros and cons back and forth on that. Teresa, we're coming out of the chair's report now. And I do have other things to report, but we need to get to 7 because we're stacked 5 items on budget, finance, and governance. So let's hear from development, if development has a report.
I sent a copy out to the board of the development committee minutes. The development committee met last night. I have in my car a keyboard which I guess I should deliver to you, to Hank for the prison show fundraiser, which is coming up. And Robin and the development committee are asking everyone here to give serious consideration as to whether you have something that would be an appropriate silent auction item for this event, which is on April 2nd?
2nd.
It's the title is...
The prison show goes to rehab.
Goes to rehab. And the event is held at the rehab...
It's held at Rehab Bar by the Bio.
Rehab Bar by the Bio. So I have a, yes, I have a keyboard. I have a keyboard for that event. And I hope that some of you have some sort of connection. Perhaps you have a painting. Perhaps you have complimentary tickets to the ballet, or you have season tickets that you don't need that you could possibly offer as a silent auction item. For that event. If so, please see Hank. Because some of these items that have been donated to the Ray Hill Roast event, for example, we had a $2,000 watch that was donated by Shannon Jewelers. I mean, we can make some money that way if you have it. I mean, you might just have something that's of maybe no longer of interest to you, but would be of interest. Thank you.
Are you talking about actual tangible items, taking it to the fundraiser? Are you talking about some on the website with pictures? Or?
Well, I hope we will have these event these items. You can take them to Robin, or you can talk to Hank about them. I would like to start the bidding early online, although that is a little bit more complicated for us to set up. If so, then we could all bid on the items.
The same thing for Ghost and Toast, It was done
in advance so people could actually put in some bids in advance, and that got it kind of primed the pump. But that's all I have to say, except it would be nice if more people would express an interest in the development committee.
Well, remember, it was up on the website, KPOT website, a little while as well, the prizes, the silent bid banner. So I think all of that helped in duplicating that.
I'll reiterate that to Robin, but she's the one that has to do all that work.
I know.
Yeah, that's, you know, if somebody could help with that, I mean, that's the kind of thing that we're, our overloaded staff doesn't have time to do, but if somebody would bother to help, then that'd be great. If we could get that.
Given that we only have about 3.5 weeks, maybe we could bypass that on this particular event and just do the auction there and keep it simple and easy. But for the September deal, which is going to be significantly bigger, we should do that.
Maybe that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Development, now budget and finance. We're going to revisit 3A. Mr. Finance, do you have a report?
Actually, I request permission to take a little bit of liberty since we're down to a few minutes in the meeting, and we've already kind of agreed that nobody wants to look at 3D and 3C. The only thing that we didn't get a chance to talk about were 3D and 3E. I think the time would be better served addressing those.
Well, let's just go right into it, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Like I say, it's very appropriate that Karen and Torchy are here because the items in DNC are all about trying to establish some communication. Because right now we are unable, I know that there's a specific need from the Management Selection Review Committee to be able to communicate with staff, because we have a professional obligation as the administrative officers of this foundation to be able to communicate with programmers. Furthermore, the recreation of the Programming Committee has also recreated a requirement that we need to be able to communicate with programmers so we can actually begin to understand what some of their concerns are and start creating a... Because frankly... There's this feeling in the programmer body about they're like almost the second most important piece. The most important people we have are the listeners, and the second, the most unimportant people get treated is the programmers. And we're trying to establish some dialogue and create some communication. So I think it's very relevant. I mean, I personally reached out to Torchy to try to get her to come to the programming committee, and we are most definitely trying to bring listeners, programmers, and the administration and staff together in such a way that we can take down these barriers of silence and start communicating. So I really, this is exactly what this is all about. There are two separate aspects, the lists that are needed for manager selection review and for programming are not going to be public. It's just a matter of the committees being able to communicate with programmers, getting their input, feedback on various questions that we do that are part of our professional functions as part of the administration of Pacifica and KPFT. What specifically the governance, for those who are not quite totally sure, I wanted to pass this out. This is what I envisioned us having. Let me just pass that around. We want to post it at the station because it serves a couple of purposes. Wesley brought up the fact that it would help us in our elections because we need to know who is staff or who can vote as staff and who can be candidates as staff. So that's a very important thing, and that's coming up very quickly because we're going to have elections in a few months. This is all we would really need to have posted at the station. All it is the name, who, what show you're on, what you do on it, some kind of a brief description, and the number of hours a week. Now, we usually have hours a week because in the bylaws it specifies hours that you spend doing things that differentiates staff. So that's a very important thing. There's nothing in here that can cause anybody any kind of a problem. In fact, there is no contact information. Actually, Bob Gardner was in the governance list. He pointed out, I think very appropriately, that if a particular show was missing somebody, they needed a co-op or a co-host or someone using the phones, if this list were available, they might be able to go find someone around that could help on the show. So beyond just the election issues, there's a great many other issues that this would be. And my understanding is that it's required, and a lot of other stations do it anyway. And why we don't have such a list up and available, I don't know. So I think that's a very important item on the list. So if there are any questions,
go right ahead. Questions? Yes, sir.
Well, I'm a little worried about having 250 people or more private information passed around without their permission.
Private?
Yes, it's private. My own contact is private. If I give it out, it's one thing, but if you give it out, that's another thing.
You're on there every day.
There's a little bit of ambiguity. I mean, I'm pretty safe, but considering these are people who literally go on the air and who advertise themselves publicly and loudly, the idea of anonymity is the antithesis of the entire philosophy of our foundation.
Okay.
We're all about communicating. So,
let me go with Ms. Patel.
She's talking about the back. Quarterly, perhaps annually might be better. Quarterly seems like a lot to me to be updated.
We had to back it off from monthly in the meeting.
Okay, I mean, you know the rationale. Came quarterly.
Yeah, because elections. The elections come up within 60 days, and that way at least is a fairly good guarantee that if we did it annually, they could be seriously out of date by the time we got around to election.
Sure. Okay, and then just one more thing is, I think it would be good to add, and because this should be public knowledge anyways, maybe in weekly hours, or if you just want to add another column of, like, paid or unpaid, so we know which of the staff is paid and which is not, which is just volunteers.
Okay, that was addressed to the committee, and the argument was calling the volunteers is somewhat disrespectful to the unpaid staff because they really are doing serious work.
Well,
we want to respect that.
I just thought maybe like another column that says paid or unpaid or something like that, or maybe even
the only reason I think
even
I
would, station staff, you could put paid station staff.
Because in the bylaws, there's no such thing as paid or unpaid staff. There's just staff. And so, therefore, I think it's a complication.
There's only eight staff anyway.
No.
No, you're staff.
Not by definition of the bylaw.
No.
That's your interpretation, but not what's written.
I think it would be.
No, when you acknowledge, though, that's what it means, so you have been acknowledged.
What I'm saying is, Wayne just pointed me that what's said here is not the motion. The motion that is in this paper is the motion that the governance committee passed.
Right.
And this is the motion that we are, the one that is here, not the one that...
Yeah, read it again.
Yeah, let me read it. Governance committee asks the LSB to pass the following motion. The LSB instructs the general manager, GM, maintain a list of paid and unpaid staff. Said list shall be updated at least quarterly and posted at the legally required employee notices. Which obviously
is there's no problem with that one. Contact list is the one I said.
And the only reason that I added this amendment was because we didn't say what to post. And I think, since I saw some of the postings, people you were complaining about information that you want to reveal. Well, this, you know what we're talking about. No one's going to call you at home looking at this page.
No, but the one right before it, that we discuss this evening.
Well, we're dealing with one motion at a time.
Well, we're going backwards.
And so the motion that the member just read is what you want to concentrate on, not what anything else.
I have no problem with
that. What was the motion you just read, Mr. Chair?
That was from the governance committee regarding the necessary voting.
That's what we're talking about. That's what's on the floor. Then we'll deal with whatever else afterwards. Ted and then George.
Okay.
Okay, George?
Well, I thought there were two things on the floor, actually, and I was going to speak to what Hank was going to speak about, so I'll pass on this one.
Well, thank you. Now, let's get to the, anybody call the question? Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Well, I do want to remember there's two motions. I emailed all of you today about this. There was some discussion for those of you who looked at it. But, I don't have a problem with posting the names or even the shows. This is like this. This is okay. And I have a copy of the list that was posted for the elections last year. That's okay. We do need that for the elections because there people need to verify are the right people on the staff list or not. I don't have a problem with that, and it needs to be done before the elections, by the way, not after elections start. But because the election supervisor needs to know which category are people in so they get the right ballots.
So are you speaking for the motion?
I'm speaking for the governance motion.
That's the only one we're talking
about. That's the only one on the table.
What about
don't confuse yourself. I stated it's item 3.
D3E.
That's all we need to focus on right now. Let's expedite that.
Contact information.
Ms. Patel and then Wes.
Yeah, let's do E and D.
I was
thinking
another comment.
Wesley?
That's good.
Okay, though, we're talking 3E.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Governance Committee motion for LSB to request station management to post at the station.
The right motion is different. You got the right motion.
Okay, well, scratch what you got written, and let's just go with what's written, okay?
Okay.
Read it again, please.
The Governance Committee asks the LSB to pass the following motion. The LSB instructs the GM and a list of paid and unpaid staff. Said list shall be updated at least quarterly and posted with the legally required employee notices.
Is that correct? Read for the record, reread for the record, reread for your understanding. Those in favor of the motion, please raise your hands.
Unanimous.
Okay. Any objections? Thank you. Passed unanimously. All right. Now let's go to some more meat.
Okay, the concerns that were brought up about giving out people's contact information, just as station staff in the form of the manager have to contact programs for various professional functions of the organization, so do committees of the LSB perform our functions. And we're as responsible to people as anybody else. I mean, we're not going to be giving it out to thousands of people or hundreds of people. In fact, I believe about the 24 people in this room are about the limit of how far it could even conceivably go. So, what other concerns do you have?
Speak, please.
Okay, let me get a stat for those who have questions regarding the item. Ted was first, then I'll come around the table. So, I got you.
I guess I'm going to speak to a comment about, will the programmers have the right to keep this information?
Are we trying to order, Jen? I don't think we've extended time.
You're absolutely right. We are actually should have adjourned. How long ago?
10 minutes ago.
What's wrong with the chair? He's be running out of here. What's wrong with me?
Okay, motion to extend.
Mr. Chair, I motion to adjourn.
I do too.
Okay. Well, there and you have it. Well, the man wants to adjourn. We are past the adjourn time. No, we don't. The time was 10 o'clock. There's been a motion to adjourn. No one voted to, no one made a motion to extend prior to the 10 o'clock hour. This meeting is over.